May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Last week, while I was on retreat, I read several books. One of them was Falling Upwards by Richard Rohr. In it, he says, among many things, that salvation is sin turned on its head and used in our favor. Salvation is sin turned on its head and used in our favor. That is what we're remembering today, the ultimate example of sin turned on its head and used in our favor. On the cross, Jesus took the sin of the world, demonstrating our habit of scapegoating and killing. Experienced the separation from God that is the result of sin, and died. On the cross, humanity did its best to kill God and all that God stands for, and apparently succeeded. Even though we didn't succeed, even though God brought Jesus back from the dead using our sin in our favor, we still go on trying to kill the God in each other. We don't need to look far to find contemporary examples of scapegoating. Today's headlines talk of terrible violence in Myanmar. And close to home, the death of George Floyd is in the headlines again, and the recent executions of Asian women remind us that even here in the United States, we are still blaming others. We are still choosing sides and killing. We are still refusing to believe that God loves us all equally, and that we are one, all one, straight, gay and transgender, black, white and Asian, Anglo and Latinx, Democrat, Republican and independent, male, female and non-binary. Jesus did not die for one race or one group. Jesus died for all of us. And in Jesus' death and resurrection, God took sin, turned it on its head, and used it in our favor, because through his death and resurrection, Jesus the Christ has redeemed the world. We remember the horror of that last week, that last few days in Jesus' life. And we know that it is grace. It is gift, because God used it to bring salvation. We want to divide our lives into the good bits and the bad bits. We give thanks for the good bits and pray to be delivered from the bad bits. And yet somehow it is all grace. It is all gift. The bad bits are gift too, because God turns sin on its head and uses it in our favor. I don't know how that works. I'm groping around in the dark here. I want to have a clear system that tells me why Jesus died and whether taking on himself the sin of the world was literal or symbolic and how that works. I want a system that tells me what was on God's mind and whether that was intended from the start or whether the incarnation was God's doing but the crucifixion ours, and what would have happened if humanity had made a different choice and this terrible death had never happened. I want that system. And when I was 18, I thought I had it all sorted. But it's a bit like Newtonian physics. The mechanical principles of the universe only go so far. And beyond, there is a whole world that Newton could not have imagined. Now, I get glimpses of how it is that God is creating this cosmos. And within it, there is this small planet. And on that small planet, there is a species who thinks that they are the center of the universe. And maybe they are. Maybe we are. Because God the Creator chose to become one of them, one of us, and to experience and expose our violence and sin. And then God chose to use that to turn it on its head and use it in our favor. In short, to bring salvation or healing, the redemption of the cosmos. As I said, I get glimpses, and these glimpses bring me awe and joy. Today, as together we wonder that the people who sang Hosanna could so soon yell Crucify, and as we see once again the agonizing death of our Messiah, I share with you this glimpse. Salvation is sin turned on its head and used in our favor. And as a result, even the bad bits of our lives are grace.